Gather around, gals. I got a juicy one for you. You in the back, please. Come on. Pay attention. Pay attention because it is snippet time. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset to trade hangovers for higher consciousness. One powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I got a snippet for you. Surprise, surprise. Listen, if you're new here in Snippet Land, my dear, welcome home. This is the place to be. No. This is the place to be for women over 40 who are tired of struggling with alcohol. That's what we do here, and we do a really good job. You're in an amazing ecosystem full of amazing women. Okay, here we go. So, as you know, my dears, Wednesday, we did the third agreement in Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. Fair enough, right? You were there. Maybe you weren't there. If you want to hear it, just go back. But the reason I'm bringing it up is today I'm going to flip that agreement on its head and open up a different perspective for you, a different way of looking at things. So just briefly, what Ruiz said to us in the third agreement was, don't make assumptions. Do not assume anything about, especially, you know, other people. I assume this, I assume, right? Go back to Wednesday. I'm not going to go through it all again. And we all agree with that. I mean, what do they say? You know, making assumptions, make an ass out of you and me. And, you know, we agree. So we all agree. But gals, wait a minute. Hold on a second here. We're missing an entire aspect of this whole assumption thing. And that's what hit me after Wednesday, and I realized, wait a sec, we got to talk about this on Friday. So just because it's what we do here in Snippet Land, we're going to look at a different perspective, all right? Gals, from this perspective, I want you to be making assumptions all day long. I want you to live on assumptions. I know, I see the look on your face. Don't run away. Don't scream. Trust me, babe. Let me finish. Here we go. I want you to assume that you are amazing, that you are capable, that you are loving and love worthy, lovable, I guess you could say. I want you to assume that whatever you set your mind to, including alcohol, you can accomplish. I want you to assume that tomorrow, next week, next month, next year are going to be the best days, weeks, months, and years of your life. I want you to assume that no matter what comes to you, you're going to be healthy, strong, and happy. I want you to assume that whatever you're facing in your life right now, you're going to overcome it quite simply, actually. You're going to float through it. I want you to assume nothing but the best for yourself. In fact, if you don't do this, you are going to fail. Why? Because we get what we expect. And an assumption like this is expectation. My dear, if you have a low self-worth, if you don't think much of yourself, or if you've lost faith in your own ability to give up alcohol, which we all do, I sure did, then you're going to keep failing until you start flipping your personal assumptions over on their head. So you can see this actually has nothing to do with what we talked about on Wednesday. It's just the same word, assumption. We're using it completely different. So, right? You're safe. Don't worry. I haven't lost my mind. But let's expand on this and why it matters and why I need to get you today, in the short time I have here for this snippet, convinced that you have to start assuming differently about yourself and your life and your future. Not only that, but your past. Now, remember, I did not say that I wanted you to accomplish all of this in this snippet, in the 12, 15, whatever minutes we're going to be together. But I want to plant a seed where you start going, huh, wait, hold on a sec. Maybe I need to approach this differently. Then, once the seed is planted, you have a practice. You have a plan. You have a project. That's what you have. You have a project. Because let me tell you something. Learning to assume the best about yourself, learning to trust yourself, learning to forgive yourself, learning to love yourself is not something we do in a, oh, there we go. Got it done. It's a journey and a very important one. And it's part of the 8 weeks, the foundational 8 weeks that I bring women through to lay that solid foundation for sobriety. Because without it, your sobriety will remain wobbly indefinitely, or perhaps forever, if you even get any. Now, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the fact that almost all of us, I want to say all of us, I guess if you're an exception to this rule, you actually wouldn't even be listening to the snippets. And that is that we have all failed to quit drinking in the past. We've all experienced failure. We've all promised to quit and failed. We've all disappointed ourselves, not just once, but over and over and over again. And so how in the hell are we supposed to assume tomorrow I'm going to succeed? Right? We are trapped in this weird cycle of, I failed, so I'm going to don't believe in myself, so I'll fail again. And then I don't believe in myself, so I'll fail again. And oh my God, how are we supposed to get out of this? This is what you're trapped in, my dear. This is what I was trapped in. The only way to escape this is to get the hell out of your own head. We're just going to keep going around inside our own head like this forever if we don't get out of our own head, get another voice in there, which you're doing right now. Good for you. Yes, good first step. But if we're going to go into on this journey of learning how to assume the best about ourselves, we need support throughout the journey. And we need to know how to do it because it involves self-forgiveness, self-love, forgiveness of others. It's a journey, right? And so we eventually learn through this journey, through this practice, how to assume, damn it, I'm going to have the best life ever. It's on its way. I've placed my order and I know it's going to happen because I'm doing what I need to do. I'm supported the way I need to be supported. I have not just a plan I made up on the fly when I got up with a hangover or a bit of a puffy head. I made an actual plan. I got the support that I need. I'm committed. I'm ready. I know what's going to be happening for me over the next 8 weeks. And I say 8 weeks because it's been my experience that that's what it takes. Actually longer, to be honest, but we commit to those first 8 weeks. And then, of course, there's another 10 months that is another process. But the first 8 weeks, gals, are so important. That's when we move from survival sobriety to stabilized sobriety. Survival sobriety is just barely not drinking. It's a very painful place to be. But we've talked about that and recently, too. So let's stay focused on assumptions. My dear, if you can't assume the best for yourself, then you have work to do. You have work to do. And the question is, are you willing to do it? Can you see why this is so important? You realize that if you can't assume the best and instead you assume that you're going to fail, then what you're doing is setting yourself up in a self-fulfilling prophecy. But it works both ways. If we expect to fail, we will. If we expect to succeed, guess what will happen? We will eventually. Doesn't happen overnight because we've been stuck in this loop, right? So when you take up this practice and you decide, no, damn it, I'm going to assume the best about myself, what's the first thing that's going to happen? Another voice is going to come, wake up in your head and say, yeah, right. Nah, heard that one before. Good luck. You're going to fail. Blah, blah, blah. That voice. That's what's going to happen. Immediately, it's going to wake up and start picking on you. That's why we need external voices and support. But I want you to know this. When that voice starts picking on you, please don't give it any credence. Please just laugh at it. It knows nothing. It's a liar and it knows nothing. And it's afraid you're going to kill it, which you are, by the way. And it's afraid that its time is up. But that is part of this process. We don't have time in this snippet to go into the details of it. But that explains why trying to go through this process of learning to assume the best about yourself and for yourself is not something we can just do and learn in a 10 or 12 or 15 minute snippet. But oh my goodness, I really wanted you to know about it today, that there is this other side to assumptions that will make or break your future happiness. If you're always assuming that everything shit's just going to hit the fan, no matter what you do, and you're going to fail, and you just assume the worst, all that's going to happen is the worst is going to happen. The self-fulfilling prophecy. So while we never make assumption about others, we agree on that. That was Ruiz, and we're on board with that. We make the best assumptions about ourselves and our lives and what we can do and what we're capable of and what's going to happen and what we're going to expect in the next month, week, days, and next year. I'm just going to assume that 2026 is going to be the best year of my life. Well, why shouldn't it be? I'm growing. If you're growing, it will be. You don't even have to plan that. You don't even have to say, okay, I'm going to plan out this whole thing and make 2026 the best year of my life. Or maybe December of 2025, I'm going to make some sort of plan. You don't do that. You don't have to. If you're growing and committed to growing and supported and moving through the journey that we go through, it automatically will be, my dear. It just will. It has no choice. Where else can it go? It can only go up. It can only get better. Because you're learning how to step up and assume the best for yourself, not to mention your loved ones too. Gals, we get what we expect and we get what we assume. Now, I know I've given you a lot here and it could feel very overwhelming. So let's just slow down and take a breath here. As I said, this process of learning how to assume the best, expect the best, is a process, and you cannot expect yourself to get it in one short snippet. One of the most powerful things we can have on our journey is reminding and external voices. The biggest trap we fall into is listening to the voices inside of our own head. Honestly, we need external voices and reminding. And that's why I've created the December Still Point, a two-week support circle that's gentle support to remind you of the lens you're looking through, remind you of the assumptions that you want to keep. This is not a sobriety challenge. This is not a time or place to challenge ourselves. It's a time to be supported through the holiday season so it can be the best one ever. For 2 weeks in December leading up to the 20th, we'll get together on each Saturday. We'll be together in a small WhatsApp group. I'll be giving you tiny little nuggets and reminders. And best of all, you get to be with other women just like you. So from December 6th to 20th, well, guess what, gals? That's tomorrow. Yeah, we start tomorrow. It's Saturday. We're having our first Still Point get together. We get to meet the other gals. And from there, we're going to spend 2 weeks. We'll have three Zoom meetings on three Saturdays. And you will arrive at Christmas having blown your own mind. You'll be amazed at how you're showing up this year. And I don't mean sobriety. I don't mean making any drastic changes. What I mean here is being able to choose your lens or being able to make some assumptions, be reminded of them, and follow through on them. So this week, I've been giving you some really profound strategies that require us to be reminded and supported for us to make them work over time. Well, the Still Point is a perfect opportunity for that because I've already said everything I need to say about choosing your lens or making assumptions about yourself. From here, it's just the reminders. I'm going to help you regulate that nervous system. Gals, this is for you if you really want this holiday season to be the most simplest, gentlest season ever. The link is in the show notes and we're starting tomorrow. So tap that link. Let me know you're coming and I will see you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.